WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of The Unbearable Lightness of Being, based on the 1984 novel by exiled Czech writer Milan Kundera. Kundera's other novels include The Book of Laughter and Forgetting and The Joke.
It seemed an almost impossible task. How could anyone manage to make a film version of Milan Kundera's novel, The Unbearable Lightness of Being? The answer, I'm afraid, is not very well. Philip Kaufman's 3-hour movie turns out to be absorbing and thoughtful, even painstaking, but also strangely lifeless. Kaufman is the director who gave us such marvelous movies as The Right Stuff and Invasion of the Body Snatchers. But here he's made the mistake so many directors make when they adapt a novel they adore. He's submerged his own exuberant sensibility, the better to accommodate what he takes to be Kundera's. Stern, ravaged, intellectual, deep. The result is a real oddity, an American epic with the icebox aroma of an East European art film. We watch Tomasz, a brilliant but wildly promiscuous neurosurgeon, played by Daniel Day-Lewis, fall in love with an unsophisticated provincial girl named Teresa, played by Juliette Binoche. Much to everyone's surprise, he marries her, which, however, doesn't dent his philandering.
I can't stand it. I tried harder. I just can't. Take me to them. Don't leave me alone.
Teresa, calm down. Stop talking. Try to sleep. You need some sleep now.
I don't want to sleep. I don't want to sleep.
Yes. What?
That phone call bears bad tidings. You see, this is 1968 in Prague, the year of socialism with a human face. But it was also the year of the Soviet invasion that overnight transformed Czechoslovakia into one of the most repressed nations in Europe. Tomasz and Teresa flee to Switzerland, but though Tomasz flourishes there, Teresa pines. Finally, she returns to Prague, leaving Tomasz a note that says, "I can't bear this lightness, this freedom. I'm going back to the country of the weak." Tomasz finds he can't bear lightness and freedom either, not without her. He too returns to Czechoslovakia, where life is now, believe me, plenty heavy. The screenwriter, Jean-Claude Carrière, has said that what he needed to get across on the screen was the power of Tomasz and Teresa's love, but that's just what's missing from the film. And no wonder. Kundera approaches his characters not through what they say and do, but through the little essays he can write about them. And any movie maker who thinks it's tough to capture a fictional character's internal stirrings ought to try capturing an author's. The screenplay throws out oblique references to lightness and weight and kitsch and other Kundera themes, but most of the time it just flounders. What seems to have happened here is that Kaufman considered his usual style, which is jumpy, energetic, all-American, inappropriate, his own lightness unbearable. In tackling the woes of Eastern Europe, he's tried to mimic Eastern European heaviness. If only he'd learned from Kundera's books, which work not because of their weight, but because of their ironic lightness. Or rather, because of the magisterial balance he finds between the two.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.